I declare myself pickled pink about.
Yo, Dave, what's up, man? It's Giggles.
Steven Giggles, it's not trash.
I think you just became my personal hero.
Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
Ah, fuck it, dude. Let's go bowling.
Oh, you betcha, yeah.
Yeah.
Shut up, shut!
Well, I'm going to hell.
Hair out.
I got my muscle
brown.
Giggles going all out.
Oh, yes.
Right?
Feels good.
Yeah.
Feels good. Nice. I don't hear you, Ryan. Is your mic up?
Feels real good. Oh, probably.
I'm probably a little low. That's probably okay. Just a little low.
I'll pump you up.
It's all right. He's really not that important to the show.
I don't think so.
He doesn't say much. Listen.
I'm Dave. Across from me is my old pal, Giggles.
Giggles is giggling. Big smile on my face.
Big smile.
Just to let you know, you can't see it at home, but there is a big smile on my face because I got my favorite people around me.
You do.
All around me. And you know what? You showed up an hour and 10 minutes before showtime. That, I think, is the
It's going to be a good show.
It's going to be a really good show.
I can feel
it. It's going to be a really
it's gonna be huge.
Good show.
It's going to be huge.
Give us a text. Give us a call. We want to hear from you. 646 is the number to call. 915-9228. That number again is 646-915-9228. 9228. We're going to open it up to some callers.
Really big hand gestures today.
Huge.
I'm
feeling it.
It's a shame you guys at home can't see this.
Yeah, it's we could do video, but you know what?
I feel like I got a nice little thing of beer here. I feel like we're in like a, there should be a little smoky in the air, smoke in the air.
You know what? I know where we're going to start.
Look at this guy.
Hold on a second.
Look at this guy.
Hold on.
You pilfer from that guy in the hallway?
Well, yeah, I did.
Look at this guy. What do you got over there?
This is for the listeners at home.
For the listeners at home.
I'm going to pop a bottle of bubbly. I'm just going to do it. It's Sunday night.
Yeah.
And you know why I'm celebrating?
I didn't know I had this. You gave me beer. I wouldn't have drank this beer if I knew there was bubbly.
Get another glass. We'll get you another glass of bubbly.
I'll finish this beer, then I'll
do it. So I'm going to pop this bubbly.
All right. What's the occasion?
The occasion is that we've been doing Dave and Giggles for at least 2 years now.
2 years.
2 years. And now I think we're finally hitting our stride.
We've
got a good producer. We got good.
Keeps hitting new
good
music.
Vibes. He keeps hitting new music, throwing us
right in the middle of the old one,
throwing us right in the bus. But you know what?
Sure,
He's got his mic gaff taped to a vacuum cleaner.
He does. I'm going to get... he's earned it. Next week, I'm getting him a mic stand.
Yeah. Yeah?
Yeah.
I'm official. I like that.
He's official.
I'm official.
Yeah. The other person in the room does not deserve one yet.
No.
Oh. Is
her
mic up?
She's a loyal listener,
yeah, she's
though.
There. She's there.
Is it? All right.
Loyal listener.
Okay. She's there. Should I put a...
Yeah, what? I am number one listener.
There she
number
is.
One listener.
Number one listener number one in the audience today. Mm-hmm. In our studio.
In our studio.
All right. All right, anyway.
So I'm going to pop this.
Pop it.
But I'm popping this for a lot of reasons, and it's just because I like
it. It's because we're here.
And we're here, and we look good, and we sound good, and our show's hitting our stride. We're getting in there.
All right. So before, as you pop it, what was the intro music that you were playing us into with?
That was Menomina.
Menomina.
A Muppets cover by Cake.
Oh, very nice. Yeah. Cake. You got to love a good cake.
Yeah, put a little Rare Earth on right now because we're celebrating.
We are celebrating. Mm-hmm. Something fierce.
Mm-hmm. Something fierce. What are you? What are your New Year's plans? You guys got big New Year's plans?
I don't know.
People are thinking about it.
People
right
are
now.
Thinking. I think things we should focus on more immediately is Thanksgiving.
Uh-huh.
And for the non-Jews out there, Christmas. I love it. I love it so much.
What do you think we what? Should really? I mean, shouldn't we be thankful every day? What is the deal? I mean, we really wiped out the Indians when we came over here.
Sure.
I mean, I'm not a history, you know, expert.
I'm thankful for it.
I mean, if we didn't wipe them out, where would we be right now?
Where would we be?
You guys can't see it at home, but we're fist bumping each other.
Yes,
right?
We are a lot of fist bumping.
A lot of fist bumps.
And we want to know. We want to hear from you. We want to.
Yeah, give us a call 646-915-9228. I just got in. I have not even been home yet.
Yeah, tell us
straight
about your weekend.
Straight from Boston. Actually, a little outside of Boston, but 4 hours in the car with a
scrap
with
in downtown.
With an angry downtown.
Really?
Scrap went up to New Hampshire. But it was just like 2 days of partying,
yeah,
and not enough sleep,
yeah.
So it's just all crazy. You know how it is.
Now you guys went up there because your buddy. We'll just call him Jay.
We'll call him. Yeah, we can call him Johnny.
Yeah, Jay.
He's a good man.
Johnny.
Call you on the air.
Are they up there?
Caller, you're on the air. Should be there. Caller, you there?
Caller, reach out to us. Caller. Hold on.
Maybe you just hung up. Hello? Yeah. Caller?
Try again.
Call again.
And if you call in, you gotta turn your computer down. Because there is like a 1 second delay. But call in, turn your computer down, and we'll answer the phone.
It's just working.
What's going on?
They're still there, apparently. But
maybe they're just
so,
being quiet.
Went up for
Johnny's.
Johnny turned 31.
31. And his wife is having a baby soon.
And his wife is having a baby, which was...
Talk to me.
I'm just going
to
drink some bubbly for a second.
Okay. Celebrate.
Yeah, We're celebrating.
Yeah.
So he's having a baby, right? So we go up there, and we get there. It's dark out because it's early. Ends early. The sun goes down so goddamn early these days. I hate it. Why can't we just keep it one way?
Don't get me started.
Don't
get me started. I'm
all right,
so angry.
So he's having a baby. We get there. It's dark out. We're like, we got a one night. We're like, should we go out? Should we not go out? Walked in the door, and there's beer already. So they're drunk already, and we're going to get drunk too. So we get drunk. And we get lit. We get really lit.
Okay.
And this poor woman who's pregnant
has
to take care of us.
You jerks. She's
jerks. Feeding us.
Jerks.
She's watching after us.
Yeah.
And then we decided in our extremely inebriated state to play around with power tools.
Oh, bad idea.
Great idea.
Even if you're in like a regular state. It's not a good idea.
Not a great idea.
Because I'm sure Scrap was thinking, like, he knew everything about the power tools. He's like, you got to do it this way, and you got to put the wood a certain way, and, you know.
You got to do it. Yeah, you know, that's the way
Scrap
is.
Let's have a competition.
Right. Exactly. So that's the one thing that interests me most is going out to the country, going out to the suburbs.
Mm-hmm.
You get to do things that you don't get to do in the city.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Perks about living in the suburbs compared to the city. We got to play with power tools.
That's awesome.
We got to like hang out in the basement of a house until and make as much noise as we wanted to until whenever
it's
we wanted
beautiful.
To.
Beautiful.
Caller, you're on the air. I don't know what's going on with the caller. Should be there.
We could test that right now. I can call.
Caller?
Caller, you're on the air.
Caller, you can talk. You talk to us. You called in. Talk to us. Caller.
Caller, you're on the air. Caller, you're on the air.
Gosh.
It's really funny. At some point, it just becomes really funny. Caller, you're on the air. You there, buddy?
Is it this certain call? Is this same caller?
I think it
maybe
is.
Maybe he's
same
having
caller.
Problems. Let's not have this one caller throw us under the bus.
Sure, sure.
This has been working really good.
Don't stop
the momentum.
Everything was working fine before.
We're going to have our producer call in just to test things.
This is going to be really loud. All right.
Who set this up? The last time I set it up, it worked perfectly. You set this up.
Caller, you're on the air. This should be.
I can't hear him.
Yeah, that's interesting.
I can't hear him. We need. This needs to fix. Yeah.
Keep talking.
Can you hear me?
Oh, this is funny as hell. Do you have your thing on mute or something?
Hold on.
Check. Just turn your volume up. Is your volume down? Yeah, that's
oh.
The problem.
Oh.
You're such an ass. You're such an ass. Turn off all your stuff. I gotta quit this show.
And do you know why this happens?
Oh my
because
God.
You're talking about how we're hitting our stride and we're doing so well.
Are you really fucking up? Caller, you're on the air. What's going on, buddy?
Caller, you're on the air. What's going on?
Can you hear me?
Mike, turn your
the Ustream down.
Yeah,
can you hear me?
Hey, yeah, we can hear you fine. How
dude,
you doing?
Can you guys?
Hey, buddy, what's going on?
Oh, can you guys? Fellas, hey, Brad, it's Andy Dykeman calling you.
Oh, what's up, buddy? How you doing?
Not much. I just thought I'd tune in to Dave and Giggles and give a little shout-out and say, hey.
Nice. I love it.
I want to apologize for my idiot co-host Giggles for not having the volume up so we could hear you.
I was like, I think this is working. I can hear them.
Yeah, exactly. It's all in-house Giggles issues. Yeah. But we're here. What's going on, buddy? What's going on with you?
Nothing. I'm calling you from... Where the hell am I? Portland, Oregon.
Portland, Oregon. Put it up on the board. Put it up on the board. Yeah. We got Australia, Portland, Oregon, Colorado.
Do you guys want me to put that up on the big board?
Put it up on the big board. Now tell us, Andrew, what's going on? Like you've been putting some miles under your belt. What's if you can talk about it for confidentiality issues? But like, what have you been doing?
Sure.
If you can.
Well, I'm on the road with Yo Gabba Gabba Live, which is
that's awesome.
Kids show. It's a TV show. Anybody there actually familiar with it?
Yes, I am familiar with it.
Yeah, it's on Nick Jr. It's like a kid's show, but kind of this wacky indie throwback show.
But the funny thing about Yo Gabba Gabba, it attracts huge like indie bands. Like who came on the show?
Tons of people. Weezer's been on the show.
Weezer.
Not on the road with us, but we had we've had some big names. Let's see, Zach Brown played on the Zach Brown Band.
Okay.
I mean, he's not really an indie act, but yeah, one of the creators is from the Aquabats, and so the show's got some real kind of indie cred to it.
Andrew.
And it's sort of a cool thing for like an indie band. Yeah.
Why are kids so amazed by the show? What is it about that show? Because kids are just like
they go nuts over that show.
Why is it so huge for them? What is it?
I'm not sure. I mean, it's a little bit wacky and it's fun, and it's definitely the kind of kid show where they don't really pander to the kids in the sense that they dumb it down. So it's basically just people up there having fun. It's really a lot about the music, and it's good music too for what it is. Mm. So the kids, I think, really tune into that, and they you know, there's crazy characters. There's a character who's a cross between a bumblebee and a broccoli.
Yeah,
there's a cat dragon. And I think it's just, I don't know, a combination of those things.
So it's
and
just
the look is kind of silly, too, you know.
So it's not about being like your typical show where it's like, oh, we're going to teach you a lesson. It's just like, we're going to get you up and dance and sing.
Basically, yeah.
Interesting. That's
I like that.
Yeah, I mean,
the
that's
themes
what
are really
eat.
Simple, but it's... Yeah.
So now you're doing PR. Is that what you're doing for the company or?
Yeah, well, yeah. From the tour, I'm like the PR and sponsor manager. But it's more of the sponsor type stuff. Like I'm coordinating all the front of house things. Like we have different sponsors and the merchandise, and so I'm the guy who's the go between all those different people, and then the venues where we are. So I'm advancing the show as we go along, and then just coordinating all kinds of fun and interesting stuff.
I love it. Now, as a person, you sold me on this show. Like, I want to go see this show now. And I ask you a question.
Yeah.
What's the best part of your job? What's your favorite? Is it the MILFs? Or is it, like, Is it the traveling?
You hang out with Biz Mark too, don't you?
Yeah, actually, Biz is on tour with us. Yeah. He was on my bus for a while, so that's been really interesting. Biz is an interesting guy. There's a good variety of MILFs out there. It's
right.
Fun to be in the different areas of the country and say, hey.
I love it. So you're seeing like Ohio MILFs, you're seeing Washington MILFs, California MILFs. There's a difference.
Yeah.
Now I will call you out a little bit. Like, you're not looking at the MILFs because you are engaged and you're getting married. What was this, May?
That's right.
When is this?
This May. Is May. Yeah, mid-May.
Now it's going to be a big. I've yet to receive an invitation. I'm just saying. Am I invited?
Wow. He's self-inviting and posing.
Okay, sweet.
Putting you on the spot. Bro.
Putting you on the
That's
spot.
That's heavy.
Let's get that out of the way. You're invited.
All right. And what do you think the most ridiculous thing I'm going to do? Are you a little afraid that I'm going to be at your wedding? Like, do you think, I'm going to flip out a little bit? You think I'm going to be naked in the river?
Well, I'm sort of hoping you will.
Yeah.
actually, and I definitely need your help because, so much of this wedding is I think, as with most weddings, being planned by the bride.
As
with
it does.
Very specific ideas about how it's all supposed to turn out.
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm hoping to have happen is for me to add my special touch and have there be a couple of surprises. And I already have one good idea that I'm afraid to announce on the air, but will definitely require your participation.
Yeah. Give me a call. I'm willing to help out. Like, I've done some planning before for some parties.
Can we do a live broadcast?
He's really into the hand thing today. You're really talking with your hands. I'm not quite understanding it, but I like it. I'm not going to deny it.
Andrew, I'm ready. I'm ready for the party. You give me a call off air, and we'll talk about some plans. Because, I just want to get naked.
You got it.
That's
All right, Andrew, let's send
us
off.
It's probably going to involve a light-up Frisbee. I'm just going to warn you about
Frisbees.
That.
In the middle of the dark. All right, send us off with your best Yo Gabba Gabba story on the road.
Oh, the best one.
Putting him on the spot.
That's a lot of pressure.
Yeah,
that's
tell.
A lot of pressure.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie.
Okay.
Anything come to mind? Quickly, anything come to mind?
We went on a pretty.
I'm gonna hang up.
We went on a pretty awesome. No, I'll say this. I'm gonna go back to a question that Mike asked me. He said, "What's the best part? And how many miles have I put in?" And I was thinking the other day, since I started this job, I've gone across the continent. 5 times, I think.
Wow. Jeez.
Combination of flying and driving.
North America.
I flew out to the West Coast. I drove back. We have made our way out to Vancouver already on the buses, back east, and now we're back in Portland. So that's five times.
Well, that's pretty impressive.
Mid-August.
That's awesome, man.
I'm definitely racking up the miles.
Yes, you are. Yeah. All right, best state to be in.
It's a tour, so it's a...
Who's right. talking in the back?
Yeah, you got something talking
you got somebody
in the
on
pack.
Tour? Yeah. Tell him we're doing a radio show.
All right, Andrew, we're going to let you go.
I'm on a walkie-talkie.
All right, we're going to let you go, but thanks for the call. Keep listening, and we'll talk to you later, buddy.
Okay, take a rip from the bull for me, okay?
Of course we will. Of course we will. We got to do Stoner Spelling Bee one day. Have
totally.
People call in and do Stoner Spelling Bee. It's a good time. Good time. I hung up on you. Go away. All right, there he is.
Jeez, right. He was a good call.
No, it's a great
once
call.
We finally
great
got
call.
Him.
Yeah,
sure. Once we finally got
I can't
him
believe you had your computer turned down.
I turned the volume down because I thought if Ustream was playing, Oh, my gosh, here I am blaming it on you guys. I'm looking over to the soundboard. I'm like, guys.
Chloe, you're on the air.
Call
I know
it.
You're there. Oh, Christmas music. Hey, buddy, what's going on?
Not much. You guys want to hear about the worst boss I ever had?
Of course we want to hear about the worst boss you ever had.
When I was in high school, I worked at the local grocery store, and the guy that owned the grocery store was also the town drunk. So
it's a good
he
boss
would show
have.
Up about 15 minutes of quick clothes and like throw horrible, awful temper tantrums. And one night he came in absolutely hammered, took like 3 jugs of Limburger cheese and 2 loaves of rye bread, and then on his way back in, he stuck his arm in the shelf and like started raking cans of food off the shelf, screaming just the awfulest profanities and things that I'm sure wouldn't pass the censorship board. And then as he walked out, he looked at one of the checkout ladies and said, who was a little younger, and said, "I bet you could take the wrinkles out of it for me," and then left.
The wrinkles out of what?
That was a typical day. is Johnson.
Oh, the wrinkles out of his Johnson.
He's about 7.
Clever. Clever. Yeah. Very clever.
I've never heard that before.
I've never heard that before.
That's nice. That's nice.
I've said it a few times.
Caller, I'm sure you have, Deb.
So you're, where are you calling from, caller? What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Jason Fletcher. I'm calling from Yosin, South Korea.
South Jeez, Korea?
Really? You're kidding me? No.
Can we put that up on the big board?
Yeah,
put it up on the big board.
Put it up on the big board.
The big board. South Korea.
Because the connection's a little, it's a little funny, but like, I'm glad that you're calling in. It's a little bit muffled.
What's going down in South Korea? Give us the rundown.
Well, we have, I'm over here teaching English as a second language in the public school system.
Which is ironic, because you barely know it as a first.
Wow.
What's your favorite word you teach the Koreans? What do they ask you? Like, hey, teach us how to say, you know, what is it? What do you teach them? What's the slang? It doesn't have to be a curse word, but like, you know, dingleberry is a favorite word of mine here. Like, what do you teach them?
Well, what I teach them is I teach them to get off the strip because all the conversations are scripted.
Mm-hmm.
So I live in a city of about 3,000 people, and which is actually considered the country in Korea, amazingly enough. And so when I'm walking to my apartment from, you know, the store or whatever, there's always kids around. And the kids will always, like, put their hand up and go, "Hi, where are you from?" And sometimes I say, "From your mama's house." or they'll say, "Where?"
Do they get it, or they just
say,
they
"Where
laugh.
Are you going?" Okay. No, they just stare at you blankly because you're off the script. So they're phone dictionaries, and they're like, "Oh, do you got? Oh,
he's making fun of them.
South Koreans, South Korea. They're the worst."
Those are your students.
Hey, listen, it's Jacob, right? Jacob?
Jason.
Just Jason.
Call him Pletch. Hey,
Pletch. Pletch. I want to thank you for calling. I'm going to let you go just because the signal's a little funny, and we want to make sure everybody can hear you. But I want you to be our South Korean embassy.
Embassy?
Or your ambassador. I want you to, if you can post some things about Dave and Giggles, and get the South Koreans listen in, and, you know, it's off the script.
Sure.
Tell them, get off the script, listen to Dave and Giggles.
Off the script. Okay, cool. I'll talk to you later. Thanks.
All right, later, buddy.
Hearing from you, buddy.
Good guy. Yeah. Real good guy.
Caller, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hey, buddy. What's going on?
How you doing, man?
Not bad. What's going on with you? I feel like we're in a love line tonight. Give it to me. What do you got?
I have an issue. I gotta talk about it.
Tell us. Right. Get off the script. Get off the script.
Get off the script. I like that. All right. What's your name? Well, what's your name?
Yeah. Hey, my name is Ricky.
Ricky. Ricky. All right, Ricky. What is the issue? What's going on? You sound really like a little pent
tense,
up.
Tense.
Give it to us. Give it to us. What do you got?
Don't be afraid.
I'm having. I don't know. I think I need to talk to a lawyer.
Okay.
No, that's always trouble.
I'll get some advice from you guys before I call the police.
Dave and Giggles, legal advice.
We do legal advice.
We're probably the first people you should call.
We do. Yeah. That's really good, Deb. All right, give it to me. What is the problem?
Well, so I was out working in my garage last night, and I heard something in the back shed, and I went out there, and I got surprised by this guy, and I hit him with a baseball bat.
Ooh.
And I think I killed him. I don't know. He's,
is he still there?
His head was all bloodied, and it's a mess. It's I don't know what to do.
Ricky,
a lawyer before I call the police or
Ricky,
something like this?
Ricky,
or do I just call the police?
Ricky,
yes.
All right, this is what you do. Do you have a car?
Yes. Sorry?
Do you have a car?
Yes, I do.
Mexico is your answer. It's the only answer. Get out of town. Go down to Mexico because you ain't getting out of this one. Killed somebody.
Yeah.
Sure, it was by accident, but get the hell out of town. Start new. Start fresh. Take the money you got. Go. End of story.
I'm kind of unemployed at the time.
Perfect.
I mean,
so then it's starting anew.
Sorry?
Then it's perfect to start new.
You don't think
unemployed?
I should call the police?
Well, you should go get out of town first, call the police and tell you what you did anonymously, and get the hell out of town. That sounds like the right answer.
What about my mother?
She's probably dead to you.
She lives there. She still lives at the house.
All right, so then I changed everything. If you want your mom, call the police, turn yourself in, do everything you got to do to make this right.
Do you think I'm going to go to jail?
Oh, I don't know all the circumstances, but I think you should do it. Call yourself, turn yourself in. And I would like to
know a lawyer I can use.
1-800 I am hurt.
I am hurt. Sure,
that's the one. You call it for that guy.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm gonna let you go. But I suggest you go.
I don't know that.
Do a little investigation before you call. And good luck to you, Ricky.
Good luck to him.
That was pretty wild. All right, caller, you're on the air.
Is it my turn now?
It is your turn, buddy. What's going on? What's your name?
My name is Rob. I'm from Cincinnati, Ohio.
Cincinnati. Hey, Rob.
Last week. Hi, Rob.
What's going on, Rob? I hope you have no legal questions.
I'm watching I'm watching the hot new sensation, The Walking Dead.
That's a hot new sensation. We love it. It's one of Dave and Giggle's top picks.
I am not watching it. I'm waiting to see it till I get home, so no spoilers. But give me a lowdown. Is it a good episode?
I don't like any spoilers. Okay, here's the deal. You know, and I know that there are zombies on the show.
Obviously.
Yes.
Okay. We both know that there are zombies. Let me ask you something.
I'm hip.
If you find one of the zombies sexually attractive,
all right.
Is that a bad thing?
No, it's not. It's not a bad thing.
Only if you
find them attractive.
No.
Well, that's the interesting thing about. All right, I'm going to ask you, because I haven't read the comics on this one, but apparently these zombies are. They almost have some human quality, right? Am I wrong about that? Like, there is some human quality.
More or less, you're
right.
Like,
things up.
Yeah, they pick things up. Like, for instance, the first episode, you had the guy with the who had his wife who was a zombie, and she was outside, and she would instinctively come back to the house.
I totally bought her.
And yeah, she was actually not a decrepit zombie, and she was a relatively attractive zombie. So I don't think you should actually physically go and have sex with a zombie. Mm-hmm. They might bite you.
Yeah.
Then there you got a problem.
Yeah.
Because they want your flesh.
Well, I mean, if you gag one of them, if you gag one of them, and then proceed to have sex with it, I mean, if you take all the correct safety precautions and everything,
that
would probably be
it's not like the
okay, right?
Willing.
Well, it's not like the zombie's willing. However, this zombie does not have human flesh, like living flesh or anything like that. So it might be kind of difficult to have sex with a zombie. It's not wet. It's not sexually active.
Wow.
We got
it.
I'm just giving you the details.
Wait,
right.
Seem pretty
this is
gooey,
important.
If you ask me.
All right. What's important?
This is important.
All right,
so,
give it to
okay,
me.
What you're saying?
Gooey?
Yeah.
What you're saying is I should gag the zombie, right?
Sure.
And then proceed to get a lubricant, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then have sex with the zombie.
I really think you shouldn't have sex with the zombie. First off,
I think the zombie virus can be passed on. I think it's like an STD. If it can be passed through biting, it can sure as hell be passed by sticking your dick in one.
Mm. I can't believe we're even talking about
this.
The most fun I've ever had on this show.
Okay, we'll keep going.
Who's got a repeal play going?
So,
who's got it?
Yeah, it's directed by Frank Darabont.
Yeah.
He's done a lot with Stephen King. I'm a huge Stephen King fan. I, you know what, guys? I just can't stop thinking about sex with these zombies. They are good-looking zombies.
They are.
Oh, man.
Where are you going with this,
dude? Oh, my God.
Where are you going
Well, no, I'm just watching what's happening. I'm trying not to describe
it. All right, so I'm going to hang up on you before we get in. Thanks for the call.
Good. Thanks talking to you, Rob. Bye.
Thanks, Bob. We'll talk to you later, buddy.
Oh, my God. Can I just say this?
No, I already hung up on you. I'm getting some feedback about Ricky, the caller who killed somebody.
Oh, yeah? What are people saying?
People are saying you shouldn't have hung up on him so quick. You should have tried to figure out what was going on. Give him a chance.
I
kind of want to figure out what he does.
Yeah.
So, like, if Ricky's out there, you're listening.
Call back.
Maybe we'll give you another chance. We're sorry for hanging up on you so quick, but you freaked us out.
I was scared.
Yeah, I kind of want to know what's going on with him.
You know, we could have gotten ourselves in a quagmire, you know?
Good word.
Legal quagmire.
All right, so we were talking about before. Exactly.
That was good.
Very nice.
Yeah,
good.
There.
Very nice. So you're talking about before the differences between living in the country, living in the city.
Yes.
Obviously, living in the city, you can go out to any time in the morning and just get yourself as wasted as possible. Call a cab. You're at home.
Right.
Well, you lived in a suburb.
Mm-hmm.
You remember what it was like. Like, what could you have done back there in the suburbs that you couldn't do in this?
You
bubbly,
all right?
Bubbly.
The bubbly. It's getting
you could do in the city.
I could just like walk through neighborhoods. Like my friends and I growing up,
would just walk through different neighborhoods, mm-hmm. and we knew the neighborhoods by name, and we'd just be like, oh, we're going to go over to Forestwood or the Polos, and like, yeah, you know, and like, you just like, you know, hang out in the middle of the night, nobody would say anything to you, just run around on bikes, rollerblades, and create hell, create pure unadulterated hell
sure.
as a 12-year-old.
Sure. So. I think the biggest thing about, if you want to talk about growing up,
uh-huh.
it's the ability to go, I'm going to go into the woods and get lost.
Oh, yeah.
You know, just like going into the woods and being able to be like, all right, these trees are going to all look the same to me in a little while, and I'm not going to know which way is which. And that is a great thing.
Yeah.
Like, kids growing up in the city, it's got to be pretty difficult because you're going out there, and it's just, it's a cement block, you
it's
know?
It's easier. I'd much rather be a country kid moved to the city than a city kid moved to the country. Because sure. I meet so many city people sure. that don't know their ass. They don't
I
know
think
how to,
city
like,
kids are least, more scared of the country.
What's that?
There's signs up in the city. There's numbers. There's a
right.
Follow it. Right.
Yeah.
Sure. Caller, you're on the air. Hey, buddy, give me a talking to. Hello, you there? Caller, you there? 513?
513, talk to us. I wonder what the neighbors think when they just hear people yell at five. Talk to us. Tell us. You know, you're just like hearing through the wall. Like,
caller, you're on the air. What's going on, buddy?
Hi, guys.
It's hey. Plan B McGee.
What's happening? Fill us in.
What's going on?
Oh, my God. I miss you guys.
Oh, that's good. That's really sweet. That's nice. What's going on? You down in Florida?
I'm down in Florida.
Put it up on the
right
map. Put it up on the board.
I'm still sitting on my little balcony at the La Quinta Inn,
uh-huh.
so looking out over the swamp and the swimming pool.
Okay.
It's a lovely 72 degrees here.
Mm, colder okay. up here a little bit.
Can you tell us what happened today? I saw on Facebook you said that there was an accident. Can we talk about this, or is it confidentiality issues? I just want to find out.
Yeah, it was last night.
Uh-huh.
They were doing this act called a... What?
Sorry, I was going to say for the listeners at home, Plan B McGee has joined the circus. She's up and left, and she's joined the circus, and she's going to be touring on the road. I can say it, right? Cirque Dreams Holidays or something? Holidays
Absolutely,
with a Z.
Absolutely, yeah.
And you're like a lead singer, so we're going to
go out and see Plan B McGee.
And see Plan B. We're going to put it up on a website. We're going to blast everybody.
Blast
she's
it.
She's going to be in New Jersey.
She's going to be in New Jersey.
It's
going to
be
Jersey
an incredible
it.
Show.
It's going to be great. So tell
yeah,
us.
Yeah, it's going to be in New Jersey.
Give me the dirt. I want to know what happened.
Okay, so there are these four Somalian people that came to do this act called a Risley.
A Risley.
Risley act.
Yeah, the Somalian Risley.
Yeah,
very Risley. Familiar.
Yeah, the Somalian Risley. It's two guys laying on two tables on their backs with their legs up in the air, and the people, there's two other people that sit on their legs, and then they bend their legs and they flip them up in the air, and they jump all over, and they fly onto each other's laps, and it's very crazy and complicated, but
it sounds
they,
sexual.
They tried to... It is a little bit. It looks a little sexual as well. But they were flipping the girl into the other guy's hands, and they kind of just hit each other, kind of just smashed into each other, fell, hit both of them hit their heads and faces on the corner of the tables, and then fell on the ground.
Anyone black out?
And I was, no. I mean, I thought broken jaws, broken skulls. But they were okay.
They're all right. They're Somalians. They're tough.
Is
that popping?
I don't know.
Yeah, they are. They're just like, dust yourself off. I mean, it wasn't quite that much. They had to fill out accident reports and ice and all of that. But it was pretty scary. It was really, I mean, I guess circus people, they're used to that. But, you know, there's people stacking like 7 and 8 chairs, one on top of the other, and climbing up to the top and doing handstands. That's not normal to me.
No. All right. Plan B, what are you...
All right.
That's fine.
Awesome. When are you coming back? When are you getting back into town?
I forgot I was on the radio.
No, it's cool. It's cool. Plan B, when are you coming back into town?
I'm actually going to be in town for one night only on December 2nd.
Big party. Big party.
Big party.
I like it.
Yeah, the company manager's trying to tell me I can't leave the store and come to the city, but I'm
screw that
pretty
guy.
Much... already decided on that.
Yeah.
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 And then we're in New Brunswick, New Jersey, 3rd to the 5th, and I'm back on New Year's Day.
I love it.
On New Year's Eve.
Very exciting.
I love it. I love it. Do you, yeah, you man, still need a sublet? You still need a sublet for your place, right?
I do still need a sublet. My room is just collecting dust. It's a beautiful room.
I bet one of your roommates is sleeping in it.
Same.
I bet.
Totally. If my roommate was out and I didn't have a sublet, and I'd be in there.
Mm. What was that?
You better fork up the cash.
Yeah, it's true. So,
is Deb in the studio? Is that who I hear?
Oh, yeah, Deb.
Oh, yeah, I'm here.
That's the first sound she's made all night.
Oh, that's pretty not much.
She laughed once.
She laughed a couple times.
Oh, was it?
Oh, did I?
No, go ahead.
It's a whole issue for me.
Their name?
No, 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 Deb.
Hi,
I can't
Dave.
Call her by her other.
Hi, Ryan. All
right, yeah. We're going to let you go, Plan B, but when you come back into town, we'll do you right.
You do me right?
Exactly. All right?
Love you guys.
Love you too.
Bye.
Later.
I'm listening.
I know you are. I know you are.
Good caller.
Really good caller.
Someone to take my place if I'm here.
Yeah. There it is. Can we just pump this up a little bit, please?
Oh, this is something you requested. Yeah. You requested from our producer. You know who this is from? You didn't for a little while.
I didn't, but it's
Heat
of the Night. It's Heat of the Night.
Not Heat of the Night.
It's the one with Wesley Snipes.
Nope.
Eddie Murphy.
Eddie Murphy.
21 Drum Street.
No, that's not Eddie Murphy. Stop. Where did you grow up?
This. They all look alike to you, huh? Hi there, Fort
wow.
Myers.
Wow. Race
yeah.
card.
Wow.
Yeah. Race card.
That's what I'm saying.
Caller, do you know what this is from? Caller, I know you're there. I can hear you.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. What's going on?
Okay, that was fast.
Yeah, it was fast. What's going on? That's what she said.
I just called. What's going on, boy?
Like, who is this? Who? What caller? Where are you calling from?
What's going on, buddy?
I'm calling from New York City.
Put it up on the big board.
Dairy Queen. Dairy.
Astoria, Queens.
Astoria,
what
Queen.
What is wrong with you tonight? Where are you?
Is this Wit?
It's Sunday.
It
is Sunday.
So,
it is Sunday.
What's going on with you guys tonight?
We're just hanging out. What's going on with you, man? What's going on?
I'm about to go on tour, man.
Nice.
Hopefully.
There's a lot of tour people. Everybody's on the road. Yeah. Everybody's on the road.
Where are you going on tour? Give it to us.
I'm actually about to leave, heading to Cincinnati this evening. We'll be there tomorrow. And after Cincinnati, we're heading to Oklahoma City. And
okay.
That's where I'm from, so we're gonna
nice.
Play some shows there, and then I'll stay for Thanksgiving and fly back to New York December 1st.
TJ, nice. TJ, I just figured out who it was. Now that you said Cincinnati and Oklahoma,
this is something I
want to
do. All right, this is something I want to do. TJ, you there?
Sure.
All right, I want you, when you call up, I want you to give something to let us know that it's you. All right, so everyone out there. Get like a little tagline to be like, so like, yeah, like, what? That's TJ, you know? Like, what? That's TJ. What? That's TJ. You know what I mean?
Can TJ still pick his?
You got
Kaka.
That's all you get.
Kaka. All right, so when you call up, go Kaka. That way we know it's you.
We know it's you.
All
right. I like it.
I love it.
Kaka!
Perfect.
Dude, I saw Purple Rain last night for the first time.
It's Purple Rain?
The Prince movie, right?
In the Prince movie. Have you seen this movie?
I've seen it. Give us your thoughts.
It's what?
From 1984.
They got away with a lot of stuff back then. There were multiple
Look at
sex
that,
scenes.
Right on it. Yeah, there were a lot of sex scenes in that movie.
That these scenes, they basically went straight from like slapping to full on like sex. It was wild.
Oh, they did.
He was very domestically abusive in this movie.
Oh yeah, yeah, that was like. Kind of the point of it, but totally go on.
She was into it, though, man.
Exactly, that's the whole idea. This whole it was kind of like a fetish type of atmosphere mentality, wasn't it?
The very last scene of the movie, he's got a guitar that's straight up like jerking.
Don't spoil
off
it.
Into
Don't spoil it.
This movie crap. Came out a long time ago, bro.
Hey, what does Mount Minnetonka mean? I've never seen the movie, but I've always heard that.
Anyway, if you haven't seen it, okay. See it. It's wild.
All right. There we go. We got a thumbs up.
We got a thumbs up.
From a movie from 1980-something.
I give it a thumb sideways. I don't know if I like it or not, but I think everybody should probably at least see it.
All right, encourage
it. I love it. Is Marianne? Is Marianne there?
Marianne is here.
I love
on the
actual
island.
Marianne.
The actual Marianne. No, Marianne. Yeah.
She's on the island.
I'm just giving a shout-out to Marianne Lavigne.
We're going to follow them up. They're already there.
Okay. That didn't go well.
All right, TJ. I'm going to let you go, but good luck. Okay.
Oh, it's Kenny Dye. Hey, Kenny Dye.
Kenny Dye. All right.
Hey, what's up?
All right, we're gonna let you go, but all good right. luck on your tour, and we want to hear all about it. Post on, post stuff on our Facebook site, and we can respond.
Are they still there?
Oh yeah, they're still. No, they're gone.
They're gone. Okay,
we got. Caller, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hey, buddy, what's going on?
Hello. Hi, this is Ricky.
Hey.
Ricky.
I've been thinking about you, Ricky. What's going on? Give me the lowdown.
Listen, I'm really freaking out here. Did you guys record this?
No, you're
no.
cool.
No, it's cool.
I don't think anyone even listens to
record.
This.
Okay, all right. I totally don't know what to do. I'm like seriously upset. I mean, should I do like a Dexter? And,
No, Ricky. My best advice.
All right, advice from Giggles. Advice from Giggles.
Even though I don't trust the cops, okay. You gotta call them. You gotta call.
No,
you gotta
I think you Dexter.
You
wow, Dad.
I don't like the cops. They're assholes here.
I know, I'm telling you, dude. I know this. Or call a lawyer first.
I live in Staten Island. These guys are assholes.
Oh, Staten Island. Oh, dude, yeah, you're fine. I know. I got some people in Staten Island. Take them over to Fresh Kills.
Thought about that, but they got guards there. It's like it's a big fucking pit.
Bro, check this out, dude. The Kill Van Cole right down there by... By the Mariner's Harbor, Sailor Snug Harbor, dude. The currents.
Right
on
the Bayonne Bridge.
Yeah,
right there.
There's plenty of places, dude. You could drop this body. I'm just saying. You're wasting precious burying time.
Like trying to break. He's trying to break in. I hit him.
All right, Ricky. Focus on me. First, calm down. All right. First off.
Okay.
Is he definitely dead?
He's cold.
He's cold.
He's cold. Well, I'm cold, but I'm not dead.
That's true. Yeah. Is there a pulse?
Yeah. Sorry?
Is there a pulse?
I don't know. No.
These are things you should try to do. We're going to get you on the air here. All right, caller, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hey, buddy.
Hello?
Yeah. I think Jailhouse Joe is on the line as well.
All right. Hey, what's up?
Hey, buddy, what's going on?
Not much. I didn't know you guys were talking to me. You guys are like getting hit with a lot of dollars.
Yeah, we're hitting a lot of calls. Ricky hung up. He got freaked out.
Oh, jeez.
Ricky calls.
Jailhouse. What's going on, man?
What's going on, Jailhouse?
How was a weekend? What did I miss?
Oh, man, you missed quite a night. So we got a hand. We got John had a bunch of wood, and we got our hands on all his power tools. So we made a plaque that we can hang up in his place. And we spent the night like drilling and sawing and doing a lot of real good man work. It was a lot of fun. You missed out, bro.
You made a plaque?
Yeah, we made a plaque for him to hang up in his man room.
What does it say?
Oh, it's got a whole bunch of stuff on it. A lot of nonsensical stuff. A flag burning. A lot of really good stuff.
Like a collage.
Exactly.
Awesome.
It was awesome. I'll have them posted online, and I'll put it up on the Facebook site. It's really something to see.
Yeah, I'm sorry I missed it. I've just been so busy with everything.
No, it's cool, man. There were moments where I was laughing so hard, and I had no idea what I was laughing at, but it hurt to laugh.
Hmm. Yeah, that's the weed talking.
Yeah. So, Jailhouse, tell us what's going on. What's on the horizon for you?
What is on the horizon?
Tell us what you're excited about right now.
Oh man, it's got lots of new projects lined up, man. We're getting photo shoots and, you know, doing lots of writing. Got three scripts that I'm working on right now.
I'm
going to work on a small short, 15-minute short over the winter with Billy Mac, hopefully.
Billy Mac, I love it.
Yeah, I'm going to do like a little upstate, you know, 15-minute kind of thing.
I like it.
And then just getting ready for next spring. You know, just meeting lots of people, making lots of things happen, and really, really excited about it. I just posted a new photo from a shoot I did on Thursday with a DJ
nice.
Called Morse Code. A really fun character. Shot some great footage. Hoping to get that stuff out soon. You should check it out.
I like it. So, Jailhouse, how... So you, I don't know, tell me if you don't want to talk about it. It's cool. But how are you doing with your ailment?
My helmet.
Yeah, your helmet.
Let me see. Hold on. today is 14 days sober.
14 days sober. I mean, if you don't want to talk about it, we don't have to. Hey, but it's interesting to me. And it's you know, we can talk about it, and you can tell us what's actually wrong with you.
Who's laughing at me?
It's not laughing at you. It's actually when you said you were 14 days sober, Ryan, our producer, raised his drink and said cheers. So there you have it. You know, people like to drink. People don't like to drink. Or can't.
Yeah, some people can't.
I love to drink, personally.
Too much.
I guess what happened is I just drank too much.
Too much.
Too much, yeah. Too much. It's that line. You go over the line and you cross it.
I crossed the line one too many times.
One too many times.
A nice little organ inside my body called my pancreas.
The old little pancreas.
Oh, really?
He's got pancreatitis.
Really? Yeah. I didn't know this.
Wow, that's very
helpful.
Throw the hands up and, you know.
When you, the day, I think it was the day after Halloween where you really discovered it. What was the pain like?
Well, actually, I mean, the first time I felt it was the day after we went camping and we did those, you know.
Sure.
And, sure. And that was the first day I felt it. And the second time was not the day after Halloween, but the following day. And, I mean, it feels like there felt like razor blades in my stomach.
Shit.
Like the top of my stomach.
Fucking pancreas.
And I was just like, yeah, I was just like, I was in so much pain. And it was just no good, you know? So
no, that's not good
the second time it happened, I just had to
go to the doctor.
Had to go to the doctor and figure out what it was.
Do you have insurance?
You know, I thought it was like, no, man, I just paid for that out of pocket.
Oh, that's the worst.
Luckily, I don't need to do anything for it, you know? I just need to not drink. Like, I'm going to drink again, but I just can't do any more of those nights.
What does the doctor say about it?
Can't do it.
What does the doctor say? Does he say you can drink eventually, or is it? Does he say, no, it's better not that you don't?
He said it's better that I don't.
It's better that you don't.
That sucks, man.
Man.
Well, Jailhouse, I fully support your decision
to drink.
Not to drink.
Right.
He's not drinking.
And if you need anybody to call, you know, I'm serious. If you need anybody to call, you want somebody to go out and like run with or take some photos with or just get your mind off of it.
The guy who's always ditching us.
What do you
always
mean? Ditching us. Listen, this isn't about us.
All right.
This is about
me
and Joe.
Give
me and Jailhouse.
All right. Give me your heartfelt. Give me your heartfelt.
I'm just saying, you know, give me a buzz. I'm, you know, give me a creative buzz. Let's go out and, like, you know.
Thanks, man.
I'll hold some lights for you.
Thanks
Shit,
for
man.
Offering to be my sponsor on air.
It's true, he is.
It's true. I'm here for you, though.
He's a sensitive man.
I'm taking some pills to help me quit drinking. They're called Vicodin.
Vicodin's good stuff. Bing, bing.
Man, you know, the pain of it and, like, just the medical nature of it all is pretty, it's enough to scare you straight, you know.
Sorry.
I'm fucking
working
on this whole year.
Yeah. Well, you know we're here for you. You know we're here for
you. Yeah, no, I appreciate that.
All right, but I'm going to let you go because we only got a couple minutes left.
I got to run. Zombies are about to come on.
Oh, right. Nice. All right, thanks, Jailhouse. All right,
I'll talk to you later, buddy.
Yeah, later, guys.
He totally ditched us this weekend. It's cool. I'm not bitter.
Oh, I thought you were talking about me ditching.
No. Oh, yeah, I did talk about you ditching.
And you guys are just drinking. You just said how you guys went in a basement and
played with power tools. What's better than going in the basement and playing with power tools?
Like, who wants to hang out with a bunch of jerks?
Dudes.
Just drink, you know.
Who's the dude of the day?
You are.
All right. Fine. I didn't know it was going to go.
I think Jailhouse Joe.
Why didn't you go with
I think, that? I wasn't invited.
Yeah, you were invited.
Courageous stuff.
That's tough, man. It's, I tell you, sobriety's a bitch.
Joe, sorry if I was making light of that.
Yeah, you're such a jerk.
Yeah.
No, we really, you know, we really do support you.
Right, absolutely.
So, speaking of, Joe lives up in Carmel.
Right.
Up at, like, an hour north of the city. This year, I saw the other day, the Rockefeller tree...
Came from this dude's
came
backyard.
Came from the dude's backyard up in Mayapack, which is one town over from me, which is actually one of our rivals. Mm-hmm. And they were the rich kid rivals. So they were always like the better of the rivals. What do you need?
Beer.
Talk to me. Don't just point and go.
Yeah, Giggles is just like pointing across the room like a 1-year-old for things that he wants.
It's what he does.
When he's hungry, just
it's
points
what
to
he
his
does.
Mouth. And Lord, he doesn't even tell us when he has to go to the bathroom. He just shows.
It's true.
All
right, here's something I did want to get into before the show's over.
I have tons of topics.
I know you do. And I just want to talk about this for a second because it really bothered me when I heard it. All right, so Simpsons just renewed their 23rd season,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yes.
And in the dealings, Al Jean, one of their executive producers, was sat down with Fox And they were like, all right, but one of the stipulations in the new season is you cannot show any more Simpson ass, cartoon ass.
Oh, right.
Right?
Yeah.
So that's like, all right, so they're like, all right, we're not going to show any more ass. Then Al Jean was like, but what about all the ones that we already have where you see Homer's ass?
And reruns.
And reruns. Yeah. And they were like, no, 100% can't show it anymore. So you're not going to be able to see any more of those old episodes where there's Homer's ass. They're just going to cut them completely. And that brings me to my gripe.
Censorship.
Well, not even censorship. It's what you censor. Right. First of all, it's a cartoon ass.
A yellow ass.
A yellow cartoon ass. It's a drawing.
No one's getting aroused by that.
No.
No one's getting aroused by Homer's ass, you know, right. Or Bart's ass. Like, maybe some pedophiles out there come cartoons. Whatever. But we could show...
That's a good soundbite. It's a really good soundbite.
I know it is. But we have shows like... We have shows like 2020 or Bones, where they're showing people beheaded. Mm-hmm. They're showing people like killing people, setting up for murder.
Or MTV's The Hills, where they're just showing like retarded
Jersey
people.
Jersey Shore retarded people.
Just retards. Like, Don't make fun of retarded people. Retards.
Retards.
Hey. Don't make fun of retards on MTV or...
That's how he does it.
What?
Retards?
Retards.
That's retarded.
No.
It's retards. We're changing the lingo, so it's a little better.
It's politically correct. You call them retards.
But my issue lies in the over-censorship or over, like, what did you refer to it before, Deb, as puritanical society where we have a problem with sex, where if there's going to be a choice between what a parent is watching with their kid, would it rather be, like, two people killing themselves or... Sex.
I'd rather have sex. Show them the sex.
It's going to be a whole populace. Natural. It's going to be violence.
Not when I do it, but I mean, it's definitely not natural
when you do it.
No.
But as a populace, it's going to be violence 100% of the time.
No one would be here without sex.
It's true.
Yeah, but we hide it so much.
Well,
sometimes they go together. Hmm. Yeah, exactly. Really like good. Purple
sex
rain.
Sex and violence. You like that one?
That's really good.
You liked it?
Yeah.
But it really gets me mad that we could show violence, and violence is probably going to... All right, here's actually something.
The first time you saw a naked woman.
Another thing that happened to me the other day. First time I saw a naked
woman. First time you saw a naked woman.
Did you hit her?
First time I saw a naked woman. That's what I'm going to think about that.
Think about it.
Think about that. We'll talk about that next week, actually, because we have like 8 minutes left.
Okay.
Wait, is this a live naked woman?
Yeah, got to be a live naked woman.
Got to be live.
Yeah.
And it can't be your
dead.
Mom.
I don't mean
can't
a
be your mom.
Naked woman.
Yeah, sure. Well, sure.
A real naked woman.
But the first actual naked picture I saw, my dad had a pack of cards that had naked girls on it, which was nice, which was real
was good.
Nice. Because you had 52 pictures.
It's good. I will say,
that's
this
52
is.
52 days worth.
Exactly.
Oh my
easy.
Gosh.
Easy.
I remember I got in trouble. I think I'd have been 6 or 7.
Okay.
And I showed this kid, this neighbor kid, a pack of cards on the back. But it was the regular cards. It was like the blue and red.
Sure, like the pinochle.
But it was like a statue.
Cards.
Yeah, it was like a statue, a mirrored statue, and the girl had boobs. And I was like, hey, dude, look at the boobs. And I was like, check it out, boobs. And like he told his parents, and I got in trouble. His parents called my mom.
What a rat.
I was like, bro, listen, they're like drawn boobs.
Again.
I wasn't like,
well, this
listen.
Is getting back to the whole Simpsons thing. We're restricting drawings.
Yeah, I mean...
It's getting absurd, and I'm really sad for our future.
And here's...
Really sad for our future.
No, I was going
to... All right, so here's an interesting thing the other day. So I'm walking on Houston Street, and I don't know...
You do a lot of walking.
I do a lot of walking. I like to walk. So I'm on Houston Street, and I'm walking, and I don't know if anyone's familiar with New York City. If you're not, it's cool.
Yeah.
Just let you know, there's a huge wall on Houston Street that has, like, a really cool painting on it. It's got really nice lights on it. It's but everyone walks up to it and takes pictures in front of it, and there's like a little rock garden right in front of it.
Okay.
Right? Yeah, give it to me. Give me Dry the Rain. So anyway, so there's this Asian woman walking down the road, and she's completely Americanized. She's got like
Americanized.
She
married an American.
Yeah, she's.
She
I'm not
here.
Saying
she's wearing Western clothes.
Exactly. Yeah. She's not like an Asian with an Asian accent. She you know like
she's not wearing a kimono.
She's not right off the boat.
Yeah.
She's not right off the boat. She's completely. American.
Right.
And she's got her kid who runs into the rock pile. And he picks up a rock and she yells at him and scolds him and says, "Don't pick up that rock. If you pick up that rock, your hand will fall off."
Wow.
No way.
Yeah, she said that. And I was just like, "What?
Whoa.
What are you teaching this poor child?"
You raise the stakes there, cuz if the kid picks up that rock,
he already picked
off.
Up the rock. He already had it in his hand.
Oh, so now he just thinks his hand's going to
fall
off.
Now he thinks his hand's going to fall off.
Or he knows what happens when she goes home and chops that kid's hand off.
Were you ever told
that's true.
Were you ever told when you're younger that, like, can't masturbate because God's watching you?
God is watching
God you. God is watching you.
I always thought that because I grew up and a lot of people died when I was younger. So I was
your
like,
dead relatives?
My dead relatives would be watching me. And I was like, especially if like it happened like within a couple weeks. Right. And I was like, I would try to hold off like masturbating for a little while. I'd be like, maybe they'll go and do some other stuff while I'm doing this.
I was more like, I didn't have my own bedroom, so I was more worried my live relatives were going to end up watching me.
Oh, that's the worst.
Has anybody ever been caught?
Hot topics. I think in college, everyone's been caught at least once by a roommate or something. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah. Scrap a Stubby story the other day. I'm not going to get into it. Did you ever get caught?
Yeah, I got caught once.
How'd it go down?
Yeah, it was terrible.
Mom?
No, my brother-in-law. I didn't lock the door.
Oh, see, that's your fault.
Yeah.
That's your fault.
Yeah.
And I bet he blamed you when he caught you. Dude, lock the door.
No. He called me a Chinaman because I looked like a little Chinese guy. You know, my eyes squinted just going to town.
Just going to town. That's really good. I'm not going to say who it is. All right, hold on. Hold on. Oh,
thank you for that visual.
Caller, you're on the air. What's going on, buddy?
Hey, it's Ricky.
Hey, Ricky. Ricky, did you ever get caught masturbating?
That's the least of his worries.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I'm sure you have.
My father did.
Ugh, that's the worst. All right, Ricky, I'm thank you for calling back. We have a couple minutes left, but really all I want to say is this. It sounds like this was a complete accident. Yeah, it's really nice. This sounds like it was a complete accident. I want you.
Yes.
I want you to turn yourself in. I want you to go in, and I want you to call cops and tell them what happened exactly. You're gonna be up all night, 100% guaranteed. Is that a little loud? No. Oh no, never mind.
Should I go to bed first and then go?
No, I think you should do it. You should do it right now. And tell them exactly what happened. If it's a complete accident. You'll be fine, but...
I can do it, but I'm a little afraid that, you know, I started cutting, though. I mean, it's...
Ooh, it's too late. You got it. Now it's...
That, you know, maybe...
Now it's a whole other crime.
It's a whole other crime. It's a whole other crime.
Put it in the landfill, like you said.
We got a futon.
Mexico, bro.
Mexico.
Dude, Mexico. All right,
either
my...
Brady's going nuts. All right, either turn yourself in or... Or just go to Mexico. Those are my options. Start anew. But if you start anew, you can't look back. You can't call your mom anymore. Can't do anything. But my advice, because this is a live radio show, I suggest you call the cops.
Ricky, there are 12 people that know what you've done right now.
Oh, man.
11 right now.
11 right now.
Three of them are in this room.
Just hung up. You scared them off. That's all right. Ricky, I wish you the best luck. Give us a call back next week if you're still not incarcerated. Yeah. But let us know what's going on.
How many more minutes?
We have 2 minutes left in the show.
Oof, I feel like we should keep going.
If we keep going, we can't have any more callers, but we can keep talking for a little bit.
We haven't actually had a chance to talk yet.
Well, yeah, I haven't even talked to you.
I need to know one thing, though. Who's driving me home?
I'm not answering. You, the show is not over.
I did not say anything that I told you I would not say.
Yet.
All right.
MTA. MTA's driving you home, buddy.
All right.
Good bus.
So I want to hear. What's that? Here's Ricky again.
Ricky's calling. We got to let Ricky go.
All right. Hey, what's going on, buddy?
Ricky's going to talk his way right out of the show.
I think Ricky should come to Mexico.
Ricky should come to Mexico. See, even the Mexicans want him. Thanks, buddy. I just hung up. All right. So we got a couple minutes left, but we can talk for a little bit longer, but we're going to lose callers. What do you got on your list, buddy?
I had a lot of.
Give me your best.
Emma Watson.
What about?
No, I know where you're going with this. I'm with you on it.
100%.
Yeah.
Is she 18 yet?
I think so.
She's in college.
Look that up for me. Look it up.
Got her right now. Hang on.
What? Who's this Emma Watson?
Emma Watson.
90 seconds.
Easy. Easy.
Should we do another?
I've never seen any of the movies.
Emma Watson was born on April 15th, 1990.
So she is
2000.
Yeah,
she's 21.
She's been legal for a couple years.
That's the redhead you're talking about?
Yeah. No, that's the dude. That's Ron.
21 next year.
Zach's favorite forever.
Call him out right now.
Oh, no, I was watching even the third movie and going, man, I'm going to want to take a bath with that young lady. You know what I mean?
When she was like 16.
Someday. Not yet because it's wrong.
I don't know. I don't understand the fascination. I mean, I guess it's cool, but why isn't everyone loves these movies as far as, like, they're loyal people. Like, even when something like Star Wars comes out, people are pissed. Why haven't it gotten to the point where people like are like, oh, this new one's going to suck?
Because they already know what happens.
They've read the books. Yeah, but yeah. All right, fair enough.
Think those movies have been pretty solid all the way through.
I've never seen one of them.
Yeah.
Harry Potter movies.
What are you going to do?
Carl, you've got 30 seconds. Give me your spiel.
What's up, guys? It's Johnny.
Hey, Johnny, what's going on? You got like 24 seconds before it hangs up on you. What's going on?
Right on. I just wanted to say, let's see if you guys like my contribution to the show today.
You know I always do, buddy.
It was really good.
You know I always do. I'm going to hang up on you before you give up anymore. Yeah, of course. I'm going to hang up on you. If you're going to do a bit, and I know I hung up on you already, but if you're going to do a bit, don't reveal the bit.
What? Johnny?
I'm just saying in general, guys.
Okay, so, he's gone.
I'm talking to you, the listener.
Right.
Don't reveal the bit.
Right. Just give us a bit.
I like what you do.
Yeah.
I love what you do.
We're all about bits.
Right. It created a plot line throughout the show.
Don't believe anything you hear.
I don't want to end the show. I mean, we'll end it when it's right, but I want to talk a little bit.
All right, give it
a few more minutes.
I want to hear you talk.
All right, we got no more callers, but I want to hear what you have to say. Emma Watson.
You just really like her. You just really like her. You know, and she's in college. She's at Brown University. But here's the thing. Can she study? You know, or people just like, hey, it's Hermione. Hey, you're getting a wizard. Like, how can you? Well, what would be
you
your
consider
line?
Her a child actor?
Not anymore.
No.
Well, I mean, like a child actor that has like, you know, gone on and grown up, like a Gary Coleman or a
Gary Coleman's dead.
I know, but he was a child actor that grew up. That's what I'm saying. It's like, so she's now a child actor.
Is Ron Howard
grown up.
A child actor?
He is a child actor that's grown up.
Sure.
He's a director. He's not a child anymore. Sure.
That's very true. He's not a child anymore.
Yeah.
He's bald. Like,
don't you say
it. Son of a bitch.
That wasn't me.
You look good.
Oh my God.
All right, you got a haircut.
I didn't get a haircut. But I did buy.
What did you buy?
The big reveal.
We're finally getting to it.
And the show's actually pretty much over. So give it to me. What did you do?
So I went to Sephora.
Okay, that's like the body shop.
It's kind of like the body shop, but gayer. It's like more involved and, you know, there's a lot more sense.
Now, do anyone in this room find that offensive that he just said gayer? then the answer is no.
Go on. So I go in there and I'm like, you know what? I need some stuff. I want to feel a little bit, you know, not girly, but like, you know, just kind of take care of myself a little bit, you know?
Yeah,
so
that's exactly how it happened.
I swear to God. So I go in there, and I'm like, I need something for my hair. I got great hair right now, and I go in there, and I find this curling stuff, and I put it in my hair, and immediately my hair shrinks into these beautiful ringlets. Golden curls.
Golden.
And I look at it, and I'm like, $15? I can spend $15
Worth
on
it.
Curlers.
Worth it.
And I go to the counter, and the lady rings it up, and she's like, $22. I was like, whoa. It said 15. She's like, are you sure? And I was like, yes, I'm sure. She runs back, checks it. She's like, comes back. She's like, oh, my gosh. It was our mistake. Because it said 15, 15, 15. And I was like, yeah, right? So do I still get it for 15? She's like, no, I'm sorry. I know it was our mistake, but it's 22. I should have gotten it for 15.
Absolutely. Yeah, you
said it 22.
Did you push it or did you just pay
it?
I just paid it.
I started to push it and I...
You were with him.
Yeah, she was with me.
So was his like... Because I know him... And he, like, in a situation, he really falls.
If I was by myself, I would have totally pushed it, but I didn't want to push him.
Yeah.
You got to create a scene. You got to be like...
She said it was their mistake.
Yeah, exactly.
And I was like, okay, so if it's your mistake...
I'm going to... You play the game and be like, well, it was $15. My intention was to pay $15.
Right.
If it's not $15, I don't want it.
But I really wanted it, though.
Yeah, but you got to play the game.
I know.
You're really bad at bargaining.
But, terrible.
No, she didn't care. She said, don't buy it. Bye.
Yeah, she said, don't buy it. Then you walk out the door.
But I really wanted it. I mean, look how good my hair looks right now. Look at how good it looks.
What's left of it?
Oh,
see, I can make those jokes, though, baby.
You and that 10 head of yours.
Son of a bitch.
I really, like, if honestly it was me, I would have walked out the door. You walk back in a day later, and you go try it again.
Yeah.
You go again, and you'd be like, listen, this is $15 marked up. I want it for $15.
Because, you know, you could just do that in your business. You could go ahead and
With the business of not working.
On it. No, I mean, you could put a low price tag on your stuff and then say, oh, I'm sorry, it's actually $165.
Sure.
Yeah.
And Sephora, I mean, they're like charged out the ass. I bet you they made that in China for like $3.
No.
Oh, two. One.
This is another sense of legal contention.
All right. I like legal
contention. The other day, driving the lady to work, and I get busted by the man.
Wait, well, how'd you get busted by the man?
The man.
Driving through, She distracts me. She's like, hey, well, if you want Dunkin' Donuts, it's right there. I look over at Dunkin' Donuts, realize that it's too far. Like, I can't cross over the lanes to get to the actual Dunkin' Donuts. And when I look back, the light is yellow. And I was just, you know that, like, median point where you just don't know? You're like, oh, like, you know, you can make it. Or if you, you know? That
I'm
second,
not sure what you're talking about. Give
that
me more
split
of a
second
like,
that you're like, okay, I can make this light.
Well, you were driving.
I was driving.
All right, that makes more
Sorry,
sense.
I didn't
figured
tell you
were walking. No, you didn't tell me. Make sure your computer's on next time, you son of a bitch. All right, go on.
That's a good catchphrase.
It is good.
Yeah.
Good sound bite. We'll pull it. So so I run the red light unintentionally, and I feel they just got into my soul, these huge big flashes.
And your heart just start
my
going.
Heart stopped because I was like, I'm
hate
caught
cops, man.
I'm caught. No flashes, like camera flashes.
Oh,
they
so
got
they
me
got you. Yeah.
They got me, but I'm gonna man. Fight it because I'm gonna be like, listen, I looked to my right really quick. By the time I looked back, it was yellow. I didn't know, you know, it was I was going.
So you're driving. You weren't slowing down. You were just driving.
I was driving. I was like, brake or go? And I said, go.
That's a tough one because those are really hard to contest, from what I understand.
Really?
Yeah, apparently, yeah. Like, really.
I
hard
mean, they
to
get
contest.
You. They're,
yeah,
they it's the proof. It's the proof.
You're got.
Yeah. What if I write a little? I'm going to write a little letter. We'll
write
put it on the radio show, and I'm going to say, listen.
Yeah, we'll take this to the extent of the law.
Here. I have never gotten a ticket for a red light. I've never gotten a moving violation.
I
so
did
this,
once. Really?
Not even a speeding ticket?
No speeding tickets. My cars that,
buddy.
My cars that I've ever had can't speed.
I was gonna say you drive like an old lady.
And he looks like one too.
You guys, sons of bitches.
Except the bald spot,
especially
right.
With those curls now.
Oh, well, he does God. Look good with those curls. Oh, I'll give him that. You gotta get a haircut, girls. And maybe there you're looking a little
yeah,
bit better.
Yeah, I'm gonna get a haircut. Yeah, tomorrow. Not tomorrow.
No,
Tuesday. So I got an early day tomorrow.
Yeah, you got a little
Real
early day tomorrow.
Early. So
what?
We what else? I think that was it. That's
all you
wanted
to talk about.
And we want to thank the callers, the listeners.
Yeah, we had a bunch of good ones.
Ricky,
play it safe.
Ricky screwed.
Don't do anything stupid, bro.
I may have a red light ticket, but Ricky's freaking
turn
going
yourself
to jail.
In. Things we want to talk about next week.
Yeah.
I said something before. What was I talking about? I can't remember. Whatever it was. I'll listen to it back. We'll find it. Here's the interesting thing that came up. Who do you think... in the world, the best flirts, girl flirts.
Girls
that flirt.
That
like,
with you
which
personally?
Kind of nationality?
No one's ever flirted with me.
I could see that. Which is why, I'll tell you this, America, second to last in girls who flirt.
Really?
Yeah, they're actually
yeah,
the worst flirts.
American girls don't flirt at all. I think
because they
Latin
expect
women.
Guys to do all the talking.
Latin women. They flirt.
French.
The French women just have to talk.
Italian,
and I'm,
French.
Italian women.
Well, maybe that's it. Maybe it's that whatever nationality they are, it pulls you in more naturally by their accent.
I would say the French accent has to be
the French
hottest.
Accent's the hottest. Yeah. We won't
they,
get into
they
that.
They can ask you where the lettuce is, and you're going to think they're hitting on you.
But that's not the point. The best flirts. I'll give you the top five.
Give us the top five right now.
Ready? Number five. Italy is top five. Argentina, four.
I said Latin.
Dominican Republic, three.
Really?
Poland, two.
That's because they get paid.
And the number one girls who flirt in the world.
Russia.
Spain.
Oh!
I would say Spain.
Yeah.
Guys, real quick, speaking of flirting, I just was reminded I got to put a shout out to Carrie McLernan.
Oh, yeah?
Shout out.
Shout out.
All right, so I'm going to end this show right now, but here's one thing I want to talk about next week.
It's good.
One thing
it's
I want
good.
To talk about next week.
Yes.
School. Schooling.
Okay.
When you were a kid, school.
Big time.
Best subjects, worst subjects, all that kind of stuff.
Okay.
Be a theme.
School theme.
Schools.
You look so good. Right. Good show. Really good show. Hey,
good
I want to thank Ryan and Deb for being in the studio.
Thanks for all the callers.
And you look beautiful.
We're going to bid you a day.
Good show.
Oh. Idly hey.
Go home.
Doodly-doo.